Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about not secluding oneself away from one's subjects, you know, the people who are working under you, who are your employees, or it could even be used as a prohibition from secluding oneself away from one's children or one's wife or, you know, people who need you, who are working under you, you know, who are dependent on you, and these kind of things. This hadith is a part of a longer hadith, which is a letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to his governor, Malik Ashtar, in Egypt. In this letter, the Imam says the following to his governor, Malik Ashtar: "Do not keep yourself secluded from the people for a long time," right? For example, let's say that you're the boss of a company and there's people working under you and these people need you. Don't go and sit and lock yourself in your room when these people are dependent on you or are needing you. Or let's say that you're a father and, you know, your children need you and they're dependent on you and they need you for some matter. Don't go and sit in the room or go out, you know, with your friends and when you're people who are dependent on you, they need you. The Imam says, because the seclusion of those in authority from the subjects is a kind of narrow-sightedness and causes ignorance about their affairs. You're out there, you know, having lunch, you know, and meeting with your friends, and you don't know what's going on in your home with your children, or you don't know what's going on in the office with your employees, right? This is very detrimental and very bad. Seclusion from them also prevents them from the knowledge of those things which they are unaware of. You might have some knowledge which is useful to them. Be there in their presence and share it with them. And as a result, they may begin to regard big matters as small and small matters as big. Good matters as bad and bad matters as good. Right? They might become confused. They might make mistakes. They might, you know, consider this something that they're doing to be good, whereas it's very harmful for the company, it's harmful for the family as a whole, or whatever. While the truth becomes confused with falsehood, falsehood and truth may be mixed up. You know, you have been placed as an authority over them because of your knowledge, your expertise, you know, and your experience, right? You should, in order for them to benefit from it, you have to be in their presence. You have to make yourself available to them, and you have to, be there for them when they need so, when they need it. In a similar tradition, the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Whoever takes up any affairs of the people and is just, opens his door, keeps his door open for them, uncovers his veils, and fulfills the needs of the people. If such a person does this, it will become the right of Allah to save him from fear on the day of judgment and make him enter heaven." Right? So if, by doing so, person is earning otherworldly reward, aside from the fact that, you know, he's accruing the worldly benefits of, you know, being a good boss or a good employer, or a good husband, a good father, is also going to benefit from it in the hereafter and reap reward and sawab from it from God Almighty. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibition of secluding oneself away from one's subjects in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد